Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, perfect for a stroll outside. In Haifa, the sun is shining, with temperatures inviting for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Eilat remains warm and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, France 24 reports from earlier today that France's Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot has condemned Israel's strikes on Lebanon, calling them unacceptable. The strikes have resulted in 182 deaths and 890 injuries. Also, Mariv reports just in that the IDF has eliminated a senior Hamas operative in Gaza. The individual was disguised as a journalist. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes that the UK's foreign minister has expressed concern over Israel's actions in Lebanon, labeling them deeply damaging. Separately, Israel Hayom confirms the identity of the Hamas operative eliminated by the IDF. Mohammad Samir Mohammad Shah was operating under the guise of an Al Jazeera journalist. And finally, I-24 News from earlier today states that while Israel continues operations in Lebanon, the ceasefire does not include the Hezbollah front. Israel remains on high alert. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News posted minutes ago that the IDF identified and eliminated Hamas operative Mohammed Washa in Gaza, who was exploiting a journalist identity for terror activities. Emily Schrader, an American-Israeli commentator, expressed her disgust at what she describes as willful ignorance in the current discourse. Alex Gandler, a political analyst, emphasized that Lebanon's future shouldn't be jeopardized by external forces like the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and Hezbollah. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, France's condemnation highlights the international tension surrounding the strikes. France 24 reports that the attacks have severely strained diplomatic relations, with calls for an immediate ceasefire. The impact on civilians is profound, with significant casualties reported. Turning to Gaza, the IDF's operation targeted a key figure in Hamas's rocket production. As Mariv details, this strike disrupts Hamas's operational capabilities, but raises questions about the protection of journalists in conflict zones. Meanwhile, the UK's response to Israel's actions in Lebanon, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, underscores the international pressure on Israel to restrain its military activities. The diplomatic fallout continues to escalate as discussions on ceasefire negotiations remain delicate. On the economic front, first, CTEC reviewed the iPhone 17e, noting it as Apple's affordable option with strong performance, although with some trade-offs like a smaller screen and single camera. Separately, Globes reports that Israeli company Q-Factor has raised $24 million for its quantum computing endeavors. The company is at the forefront of neutral atom science. And finally, Walla highlights a surge in Israeli real estate investment in Athens. This trend is driven by the strength of the shekel, not the regional security situation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.